Hello there, Stantonio Banderas. This is Tom Takar here. I just wanted to let you know that if you're listening on Wednesday, August 2nd, the day that this podcast is released, me and Tommy McNamara have a free show at Caroline's called Tom and Tommy Comedy Mommy, which features elements from the podcast and live stand-up with comics Sam Morril, Lisa Traeger, Josh Gondelman, Langston Kerman, Janelle James, and Mateo Lane. And that is at 7:30 p.m. tonight at Caroline's on Broadway, and it is free as shit, which is insane. Best free show in New York tonight. I'm pretty sure that I can promise you that. Come by. My father once said that I would never have a hit show at Caroline's on Broadway called Tom and Tommy Comedy Mommy. So come prove him wrong. Also, thanks for listening to the show. Rate and review the podcast if you're having a good time with it. That helps us out a lot. And without further ado, enjoy the episode. Thanks. Bye. The year is 1994. Americans are outraged by the rigging of baseball in the film Angels in the Outfield. ER gets women attracted to doctors by portraying lover boy George Clooney to star as one. The film's speed gives people a fear of slow buses like never before, putting a halt to public transportation. And in Little Rock, Arkansas, Ben Moody heard Amy Lee playing a few Meatloaf songs at their youth camp, and since two out of three weren't bad, they started collaborating. After releasing a few EPs and a demo CD, the band was discovered in 2002 by producer Pete Matthews, who passed their demos to Diana Meltzer at Wind Up Records. She loved the song My Immortal so much, she signed the band, but decided that the band needed some more time to develop. They moved to LA and Amy Lee was put into acting and vocal classes. Plagued by labels wanting a full-time male vocalist, it took until early 2003 before the band would release their first major album, Fallen. Fueled by a Nintendo tour and singles Bring Me to Life and My Immortal, the album sat on Billboard's top 10 for 43 weeks. With one of the top 10 selling albums of the 2000s, two Grammys, and a new album on the way, today we stand by Evanescence. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is Stand By Your Band. Thanks for listening for another week. Stand By Your Band, freaks and geeks. Stantonio Banderas.
I think that has more fan engagement. I think the fans like that one more.
Stantonio Banderas?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is.
I think that should stick.
I still haven't seen any votes. I guess I didn't put a poll up or anything. Yeah, I was busy this week, Mac Man.
Voter suppression. Tom Takar.
Let's introduce our guest. Not make her sit here listening to two straight men gab.
No, it's a great riff. Great riff. Not a bad riff.
Wow. That's the Mac Man's catchphrase. Wait, no, now it's yours. He says not a bad joke. You can start
not a bad riff.
Not a bad
totally
riff.
Totally different.
What was I about to say? Oh, yeah. Speaking of voter suppression. This is a real stretch.
You were going to introduce me.
Oh, this is... don't
my
you feel
God.
Introduced enough? I said our guest.
Hi, my name is Marsha Belsky. Yeah. I'm really happy to be on the podcast. I'll just introduce myself.
Thank you for coming on
You're
the
like
podcast.
You're like the shitty boyfriend at a party. I'm like, I'm Marsha. Nice to meet you. He didn't even introduce me.
Wow. But then... I switched things up by proposing to you in front of everybody.
Wait, what?
Yeah, get fucked, Tommy.
All right. There's nothing I can do now.
This is his number one cuck podcast.
Yeah. Tom just proposed to me. Sorry, Maria.
Wow.
Sorry. Yeah, I was about to say before I was going to introduce you, Marsha.
Okay.
Speaking of voting... I just took a poll on, I believe it was Billboard's website, because apparently Kid Rock is thinking about running for Senate. Mm-hmm. You might have heard. This is news related.
Music related.
New segment, News of the Week.
News of the Week. Yeah. We've done one segment of news about artists related to the podcast.
A very
and it
catchy
was
name.
Also about Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to talk about the band that I'm defending, but I also was hoping it would get political.
Oh, it's going to get political.
You know?
Right. Only in this
Let's
moment.
Get into it.
I actually looked up Evanescence, Donald Trump, and nothing comes up.
Yeah, they weren't asked to take a public stance, which was surprising to me.
Yeah, because I looked at the picture of them, and they seemed Republican to me.
They're definitely, well, because they're like, well, we can get into it, but the one of the criticisms of them is that they are like rural South, but yes. They kind of appropriate perhaps rap, although I wouldn't like.
Did
it's
you
an
see
interesting
that on the Facebook argument. Yeah, I don't understand. I don't think he ever answered either. Like, how do they appropriate goth?
Well, I don't think they're appropriating goth. I think they just are goth. You could argue they're commercializing goth.
My dad's actually goth, so I was actually really.
I mean, one of the comments on the Facebook called Evanescence. They were like, "Oh, well, I don't hate Evanescence. I just hate one of my ex-girlfriends who loved them during her mall rap phase." And I was like, "Oh, I for sure love them during my mall rap phase. I mean, they're a mall rap band.
I see mall a lot coming up in of Evanescence,
right? Because it's if you walk into Hot Topic, I would say 10 times out of 10, Evanescence is playing.
Yeah, and there's like shirts that are like, Evanescence is my essence. Like, shit like that.
I don't know.
Or Spencer's.
Right.
Hot Topic is definitely the first
thing
they're
I think of
when I think of them.
Definitely.
Exactly. Yeah. But this is the problem. This is why I'm defending them.
Yeah. Did you know that they played their first show at a Hot Topic?
You're kidding.
You're lying.
No, I did. I made that up, but it sounded believable, right?
Yes. Like, I didn't believe you.
They did play around like coffee shops, which I can't imagine.
Well, people want to get woken up.
I know, that's why I think about because wake me up.
I'm at Starbucks right now.
Wake me up. Cream with coffee, please. That's the thing. Like, I always think of these bands that are so dramatic. And now, like, we do comedy, so we know what it's like when you're, like, in a room with three people in the audience and you have to try and sell, like, an act out or a bit.
Yeah.
And then you think of, like, Evanescence or just a really severe band. And it's like, I'll admire them because there are some of those bands that it's like, they will fucking fully sell it, even if there is like two people. And Evanescence, if they were doing that in coffee shops, then I respect them even more once they eventually got huge.
Yeah, definitely. I just feel like I could never sit in a coffee shop while that was happening.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they walked quite a few.
Yeah.
Did we talk about in the podcast that I used to do improv in Potbellies?
Because
that's worse than whatever. Oh, yeah.
Oh my
god. When I was like 13, we had like a children's
sandwich chain.
Yep, people were trying to get sandwiches. We were just like, can we get a suggestion?
Oh, and you're 13?
And then it's like so mean to walk out because they're like these like poor 13-year-old losers. And you're like,
I didn't say we were losers. But
they're like these like 13-year-old pathetic loser freaks. And like,
never going to have a girlfriend ever.
Whereas I was cool and listening to Evanescence at the time.
What was your improv troupe called?
I don't know if we had one. We were just like a. It was like the.
It was an experimental troupe.
No, it was called. There was a program called Traveling Troupe, which did, and it was just like we did improv in different places and just like probably ruined the days of people.
So you were a flash mob before people had phones to film. You're an improv flash mob
before it went corporate. Yeah.
Tommy was big in the Flash Mafia.
Well, I would just flash people in the mafia.
Yeah. But you were saying about Kid Rock's Senate run?
Kid Rock's Senate run. I took a poll on Billboard's website. Would you vote for Kid Rock? I voted no. I don't want to reveal what Tommy voted. He doesn't want to get political on this show. But 65% said yes.
I mean, but this is the thing. It's like, okay, so we gave so much attention to Trump that, like, not that that's what caused him to be president, but among other things, he's, like, broken this, like, Pandora's box of not only can you just be a celebrity, but you can be a celebrity with no political experience. Like, but the funniest thing I saw about Kid Rock running for Senate was somebody tweeted, and I always feel bad when I can't remember their handle, but, like, somebody tweeted, you can really tell where the state of politics are at because Kid Rock has not even considered changing his name or announced changing his name from Kid Rock.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking. My number one question was, would he run as
Kid Rock?
Well, we were trying to figure out his name before the podcast, and it turns out he actually addressed it in a song when he says,
Oh, that's really beautiful.
My name is Kid. Kid Rock, so I guess that's his name.
Right. I mean, legally, that counts.
What
does Josie do in that cabinet?
He's dead, right?
Listen.
Is he dead?
I think we've talked about this before. I'm pretty sure we've talked about Josie more than once on the air.
If we're talking strictly music, his song with Sheryl Crow goes hard.
Oh, yeah. It's one of Tom's
favorites.
I talk
about that all the time.
Tom's got a stand-up bit about it.
Oh, I love that song. But beyond that, I mean, the funniest thing, too, was when he was talking online, all these people were replying, how's he going to win? He can't even sell out arenas anymore. And all these other people were like, he sells out Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll win Detroit.
I mean, but he's not going to win. But who fucking knows? I mean, if we have President Kid Rock, we're already ready for that.
I will say he was pretty funny in Joe Dirt.
I was about to say that same
thing.
That
is the one thing I'll give Kid Rock.
A whambulance with
some French fries.
I don't want to say that you guys are the problem, but I am going to say that. Both of you are.
Wow. Who do you guys, now that celebrities are running for president, who would you pick in your fantasy?
It's getting bad because that's where everybody's going. They're like, well, in terms of celebrities, I would rather have The Rock.
A lot of people are saying The Rock. If I had to pick a celebrity to be the president,
Gary
I'd have
Busey.
To go with the guy with the most business experience, Donald Trump. Just kidding.
I think I agree. What about you, Tommy? Who would you choose?
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
As
Is
your
right?
celebrity to be president.
That really matters.
But he's under 35.
That was a great joke.
That's true.
Thank you, Tommy.
I'd have to go with Yonce. It's got to be Yonce for president.
Oh, wow.
It's got to be Yonce for president.
Came up with a slogan.
Wow, that's way better than work harder, be better, eat pizza, or whatever the Democratic slogan is.
The slogan for Domino's. Wait, what did you say?
Yeah. Like pizza.
No, the new Democratic slogan that just came out was better prices, better wages.
It was very similar to
Papa John's.
That's right. Yeah.
But someone made the point where it's like party slogans never make a difference. It's only individual candidate slogans that anyone remembers. There's not like a Republican or a Democrat slogan. Like that's not their strongest marketing point.
Yeah.
So what they need to do is get some fucking Evanescence in there. Get them to take a stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised that they haven't commented about how anti-Trump they are.
I mean, they don't seem to be.
I think they seem to be. If you really listen to the
and
lyrics.
By they, we of course are just talking about Amy Lee. Right?
She's the only one that matters.
So she's the only one that stayed in the band the whole time?
Well, because there is no band without her.
Right. She's the only member that's recurring.
Tell me when we start talking
albums.
About the fucking band.
Oh, we're talking
I'm ready.
About it now.
It's not
really
no big
quickly
structure,
before
yeah.
we.
Do you play the songs?
We will
at the
end.
At the end.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end?
Yeah. Thank you for being a big listener of the podcast.
She tells me she listens to every episode.
She listens to our podcast in fast forward.
I listen.
It just sounds like the Chipmunks podcast.
We should do a Chipmunks episode.
Christmas time is here.
Really
quickly. I would have defended that song equally as much as I would have defended Evanescence. I have as much passion for just the Chipmunks Christmas. I won't defend their fall, spring, summer shit.
Also, they said some really fucked up stuff about Trump.
Oh, yeah.
The Chipmunks are supportive.
Look, everyone could fucking tell Theo was a Trump supporter day one.
He's got glasses.
Day one.
Was he the one in the blue? Like the smart one?
He's fired.
I thought he would be a Bernie bro.
Simon's a Bernie bro.
Simon's the Bernie bro.
And Alvin doesn't vote.
Too cool.
He's way too cool to vote. He's over and he's a piece of shit.
Dave definitely wants to drain the swamp, though.
Dave is MAGA all the way. Dave came in with a MAGA hat the second Donald Trump announced his presidency.
Emails!
Emails!
I do feel like we have to address this really quickly. Sadly, the lead singer of Linkin Park did commit suicide this past week, and we got several messages about it. So if you were a fan of them, just want to say R.I.P. Chester. That's really sad. I thought about it a lot, and it really is it's such a bummer.
Yeah.
Like I loved Linkin Park when I was younger, and I I stopped listening to them, but they're good workout music, and it's you know, get help out there. And if you're a fan, tweet at us.
Oh my god!
Don't tweet at them.
Antonio Banderas.
Well, and it's sad because he was best friends with the lead singer of Soundgarden, who committed suicide a few months ago. They were really close friends, and the problem is with
his birthday that he did it.
Oh, that's so sad.
Jesus Christ!
And with like commercialized, like even with like it's like with commercialized sort of like sad music that addresses mental health issues, like. People dismiss it as gothic, but it's like, you know, it's like if you're talking about depression or bipolar disorder, usually these lyrics are not coming from nowhere.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the things I get annoyed with when like hipstery type music snobs call this sort of shit contrived, where it's like it's not contrived. That guy clearly did think a lot of this shit.
How is this like more contrived than someone sitting up there like, oh, Jessica, like, or like whatever these like hipsters listen to.
I love that song.
You remember Usher's hit?
Every hipster.
Jessica. Yale.
No, the hipsters are listening to slow hip hop covers.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, how is that more contrived than like from the windows to the walls?
You know goddamn well if Sufjan Stevens produced like an all like Jay-Z album,
exactly.
Like, it would go fucking platinum in a heartbeat.
Also, contrived. It's just like I've never heard someone use that word who's not immediately despicable.
Yeah.
Like it was even if I felt something was contrived, I feel like I would find a different word unless among very close friends. Like that was sick, contrived.
Yeah. Like I'm realizing. I don't even know what contrived means necessarily. I do. It's like
I don't know the exact. Let's read the definition of contrived.
Commercialized. Yeah, let's see how close we are.
Contrived is like probably commercialized. Like, hold up.
Listen, every friend group has one friend that's contrived. If you don't know what contrived means, it's you. Buddy.
Look to the left. Look to the right. It's you.
Did you know that everybody's got that one friend named Tommy McNamara? Don't know Tommy McNamara, are Tommy McNamara.
I looked up contrived, and the first thing it took me to instead of a dictionary was the rhyme zone. I don't need to know what's rhyme zone.
That's where I was raised.
deliberately created rather than arising naturally or spontaneously.
You would say forced.
Right, forced, fraudulent. Like,
yeah.
So it's like saying like you're coming from a fake place as opposed to like you're actually depressed. Or
right, like Tommy's stand-up. Anyway.
Right.
Which is all about depression.
It's so dark.
Folks, I get depressed. We all do.
And Prozac Efron.
Holy shit, you just wrote a closer.
That was a great one.
I like how you said that as if you wouldn't say that.
I was doing an impression of Nick Nanny's impression of me. Hey, I don't know.
And Prozac Efron. It's me,
Tommy
McNamara.
Do you have like a pen and paper, by the way? Oh, I love piss.
Oh, yeah. Marcia, you probably... you can speak to this the most.
What are we saying?
About what a piss freak
Tom's been
Tommy
saying
is?
On the podcast that I'm a piss
freak. As if I'm the first. I think you said it first.
I don't think that's true.
Let's listen back to an old episode.
All I've ever heard is that Tom Tokar is a piss freak, and I actually heard that there's some tape out there of him being pissed on.
What the hell?
In Michelle and Barack Obama's suite.
Ooh. What the fuck?
I like you.
Wait, why did I? That didn't sound like me
some
at all.
Sizzling piss.
Some steaming hot.
Why are there
piss?
Fajitas in that piss?
That is some smoking hot fire.
That's
piss
Baja
on the stove.
We're here to talk about Evan F.
That is some slow jam piss.
We're 20 minutes into this.
I've been waiting to talk about Evanescence.
We've talked about it more in the first 20 than we usually do, I think.
That's true.
That's why
we don't even say the name of the artist until like hour two.
Exactly. Artist? Why are you laughing?
Artists. You know, there's more than one.
Why the fuck are you laughing?
Amy Lee.
Amy Lee got, I looked them up on Reddit.
Okay,
where
that's
I've
a
been
great.
Making the mistake of posting these episodes and getting shit on by Bare Naked Ladies fans. which is ironic because in the episode for Bare Naked Ladies. I'm the only one defending them.
Right.
And then I catch all this flack.
You know, what I've heard about Reddit is that they really listen to the whole thing before commenting.
That's true. And they love women.
Well, everyone does.
Have you ever been on r/women?
A lot of appreciation.
It's like four. It's only like four
all
pages.
All it is like everything is just a picture that just says goddess.
So I went to Reddit. I looked up Evanescence. They have a big following on there. And the last post that I saw was someone calling into question a quote from Amy Lee where she says, like, I am Evanescence. Without me, the band, like, I'm the only member that matters, something like that.
Hard agree.
People were kind of upset. They feel
men
like
men don't like to feel irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Oh, it's really sad for them.
You know how women love to feel irrelevant.
You guys are being so contrived.
Well, women just feel irrelevant. 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 I'm gonna keep saying it. That
I think
way.
I did it too.
It's a great Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he goes across the
irrelevant.
Wait, relevant? Relevant.
Which one?
Women just
get
feel
out?
Irrelevant.
Yes.
You know, just like going to work or living.
Men feel irrelevant when they're told they aren't important members of Evanescence.
There's two people that started Evanescence.
Yes.
Right? And then Rudy the Blues one guy left like right in the middle of their height of fame. I mean, I got into Evanescence hard around like, I would say, 03, 04. Mm-hmm. And
that's when their first big album.
That's when
came
their Fallen, I think
Fallen,
it's called.
Yes.
So that whole album, especially re-listening to it today before I came on the podcast, I was like, oh, I know these as just as much as I know like Backstreet Boys and like, and I didn't realize that. Like I was like, I was like, oh, I'll own up to knowing every NSYNC song, every Backstreet Boys song, and then I was like, oh fuck, I know every Evanescence song.
We were both surprised because I thought I only knew the one, and then listening to the list, I was like, oh, I know all of these.
They tend to blend, even as a fan.
That's one of the major criticisms. Not only from like,
except for her slow jam, My Immortal. That's the thing,
right? Well, I'm not saying they all sound alike at all. But a lot of them do blur together a little bit.
People can't distinguish because they had a hit like from that one album. They had like that was like their album. I think that they had the most commercial representation or whatever.
They had a lot. Yeah, they had a lot of shit going on.
They had music videos for every song.
They had a label really pushing that album,
and that was at the height of that like gothic but sort of like commercialized. Punk, Hot Topic,
like new metal,
new metal, and she was a woman front, which was not like any of the other new metal bands at the time. So it was like people called it Linkin Park with a female front.
That's, I was thinking about Linkin Park a lot today when we were listening to them, mostly because of Chester. But
then people want to get mad, so it's like the commercial appeal has been reduced to that that she's a woman and she's the lead of the band, and then people want to get mad at that because they're like, even though there's 6 or 7 male bands that exist, because this is like the female band and that's what makes her special, then you have all this backlash of like, well, just because she's a woman doesn't mean she's any different or better than, you know, name whatever band they love here. Like that, that's the criticism I read when I was like looking today. Yeah. But it's funny because I typed in I hate Evanescence on Google.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see the like the people who just went on the internet like, ah!
Okay, you're the first person, I think you're the first guest who's done this with us because we do this too.
We do the sophisticated one where we search whatever band is gay.
I didn't do that with them.
Because that's usually how you find female
lead singer. Because it's a female lead singer, right?
I'm sure there still is.
Because if you typed in Evanescence is gay, it would be fan art of her with another woman.
I bet you're right. Let's check.
No,
it.
do not stand by
because this is your fan fiction.
Yeah,
no, actually, don't look at
no,
that.
Actually, not because like I don't know if I was using a pen name at the time or whatever.
M. Belsky writes.
LiveJournal.com/M. Belsky says
M. Night Belsky.
The twist is, I love Evanescence, and she like, but yeah, so the men were interchangeable. That's why I love the band.
It is very funny that the guy's last name is Moody.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
And he's like in kind of an emo. Yeah, it's yeah, great. Yeah.
And I remember even watching the music video at the time, and this was like, you know, before I even knew that I wanted all the men to die. And I just remember being like, the men are really in this music video as a cordiality. Like, that's just a politeness. Like, because it's like, it's her and the whole video is sick. And then all of a sudden they shoot to like these men on top of like a stage on top of water. And they're just like, wake me up. And you're like, what are you doing here? Why are you here?
I think I, like a lot of people, assumed that every song was like that. Like that the guy sang also in every song.
Right.
But really, that's the only one.
Well, and I remember hearing, the thing is that's funny, the reason why I only know their like 2003 album, probably besides just that they, like, it wasn't on the radio after that.
Yeah.
Is that I heard a rumor that she dropped out of the band. And I remember all of my friends in middle school, late middle school and early high school was like, well, you know, the girl's not even in Evanescence anymore. And we were like, we're out. But then it turned out the opposite was true, is that the men kept dropping and she is what stayed.
Yeah.
But then they went on hiatus and it's because she didn't want to record music anymore. Right. So they kept trying to go on tour and they were like trying to like, they were like, low key, like brainstorming, like if they could like replace the lead singer. But it's like she said, like she is Evanescence, and I'm sure she would have taken their ass to court.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope so.
I bet.
Not if they even. They probably never even fully fucking tried. But I remember hearing that there was like contention to the point where either she was gonna drop and go solo.
Which she's made some solo music too.
Okay, so I never heard that.
She's on some movie soundtrack. I just found this out from.
I just loved her because I was a musical theater like. Fucking like eighth grader, and then I was like also trying to be cool to my friends, like I listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And like then this shit came out and I was like, oh, okay, so me and my friends can still super dramatically sing.
It's very
well also being like, we listen to Kiss 92.1, like, you know, like we listen to the cool kid music, like. Yeah. And
you were one of those cool music theater kids who beat up on the improv.
Not one of those losers.
Yeah. We were in a fucking Potbellies doing some lame-ass shit. We were in the gym singing Evanescence. Wake me up.
And you were in like a Planet Fitness, right?
Yeah, we're just chilling.
One of the coolest of places to perform.
And I remember the song My Immortal because I had no idea that that song was even called that until like literally today.
Yeah.
Because she does not say My Immortal once in the entire song. So that's what's good about Evanescence, because they keep you guessing.
Yeah, that's true. It's a roller coaster.
And they do have more
them.
Hits than you would think.
No, it's sure. These were all songs. I think I had heard every one of these songs.
Yeah. But they're never the title you think they are, except for even Bring Me Back to Life should be called Wake Me Up Inside.
Yeah, yeah. And Call Me When You're Sober, I think, which I thought it was called something else.
Nobody knows that they know that song.
Because that's named after, the name comes from the bridge, which is weird.
What's that?
Call Me When You're Sober in the bridge of the song, not in the chorus.
I thought a bridge called Call Me When You're Sober.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's really hard to walk across if you're loaded.
It's one of those like wobbly bridges.
It's a DUI test thing. Yeah.
You have to walk across with one foot in your hand on your nose.
Exactly.
Wow.
But yeah, like I wonder if she like if she went solo, I would have never even known her name to look her up. I know her, the woman, as Evanescence, the band.
Yeah, a lot of people thought her name was Evanescence.
Yeah. People are so dumb.
Yeah, yeah. But her name is Amy Lee.
Also, I thought she was like, I was like, she was the first non-stick thin brunette woman I remember seeing in music videos.
Yeah. She was still like a Midwest or like an Arkansas woman.
Yes. I mean, she was still like undeniably like sexualized and gorgeous, but at the same time, I was like, I could do that. I could be that.
She came from a musical family. Did you know that?
Is that right?
Her little brother was Murphy Lee from the St. Lunatics.
Is that right?
Yep.
And her father was Murphy Brown.
I'm sorry to all listeners. I'm actually leaving now.
I explicitly
put my rider.
Yeah.
No references to the St. Lunatics.
Yes.
No, I had that same thing. Like when you see somebody who like looks like you a little bit and you're like, I could be like somebody someday. Mm-hmm. Like when I saw Robert Redford.
Oh, right. I mean,
Tommy had that when he saw Danny DeVito.
Unbelievable.
I said I could throw my mama from the train.
Yeah, well, when I saw Christina Aguilera's Dirty with Two R's video, I knew one day I could wear chaps with a colored in part over my vagina. Wow. Do you remember that part with the Christina?
Oh, I remember that.
I was just re-looking at that album cover, and I was really like, I remember, like, why was the image so drawn to, like, her specific vagina? Mm-hmm. And then you realize in the photo, it's like they literally just draw in for no reason. She's wearing black leather over just where her like vagina hair would be. And then all
then
the
like
rest
rainbow,
is like,
right?
No, it's like,
what is it?
Maybe. No, it's like, it just looks like it could be pubes.
I got to look up. Well, I'll look it up.
Actually. I only listen to Christian music. So.
Is that right? Well, yeah. Speaking of
like
Christian
Jessica
music.
Like Jessica Simpson.
That's a big controversy with Evanescence.
Yes.
From the first album.
Yes.
People thought that it was a Christian album, at least Christian rock, like Christian rock stations would play their shit and Christian bookstores would sell their CD.
Cause that's how Christian rock sounded at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is like, if you listen to the lyrics, somebody pointed this out, all of what she's saying could be either attributed to some boys or God.
Or God.
Especially Call Me When You're Sober.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's got that blood of wine.
There was a lot of that at the time. Like, I remember, like, because I lived in Oklahoma, so I, like, went to my friend's, like, huge youth church, and they always had these rock bands that sounded like Evanescence, or on the more emo scale, like Sum 41, like, more like pop punk, were like the Christian bands. But it was that like Evanescence stuff. And it's so funny because it's like they literally took the metal of like the 80s and 90s and then what came after that and what they had called satanic music. And then they were like reappropriating it for Christian music. And then people got so mad at Evanescence because they were like, we thought you were Christian. And then these churches started like burning their albums.
Because they said fuck in an interview.
Right.
They were like, I don't know why these people think we're Christian. If they heard the whole album, they'd fucking pull it off. And when they said fuck, they freaked out and pulled it all off.
It's like they're way more betrayed by someone like that who is from the, I think they're from the rural South or the rural middle America.
Somewhere in Arkansas.
I think that the interview thing was they said their favorite Instagram was fuck Jerry.
That's what it was. That's when they said confusion.
Fuck. Yeah.
And the Christian church doesn't like it when Instagram accounts take credit for jokes without like giving the credit.
They have a real hard stance on that. Pope Francis actually said something about that.
Yeah.
Last year.
That's true. He also didn't like the fat Jew, but that was for a different reason.
Too fat.
That fat Jew killed my Christ, he said.
I mean, it was, I'm just, you know, he's a really bold pope. And I hope Pope Francis has something to say about Evanescence after this podcast. But
I'm pretty sure we should be expecting a statement.
Well, we play a voicemail from the Pope at the end of each episode.
We got to play Jared's
voicemail. Yeah, we should
play
Jared's voicemail.
Should we play it real
fast?
Yeah,
let's play it. So this is Jared Thompson from the Comedy Attic.
The owner of the beautiful Comedy Attic, where I was this past weekend. And we got into an argument about music this very weekend where... he was not taking credit for people getting mad about the Bare Naked Ladies episode.
Right.
So let me just make sure I've got it plugged in here. This will take just a second. It's not muted. One time I played it and it was muted, and that was a whole ordeal. There he is. Damn it. Sorry.
What's up, y'all? It's this week. They went to Jared. It's a road game for your boy. I'm in Chicago. The boys are going to have someone on this week defending Evanescence. Evanescence somehow is... You know how we as white people... Sorry, Tom. You know, we pretty much take everything from other cultures and ruin it. We've done this with words, we've done this with music, we've done this with movies. Basically, everything that white people have taken from other cultures, we've completely fucked up. And the crazy part about Evanescence and this wave of, like, seeing rock, like hard rock, like pretty vocals, but with like dirty music. Somehow we figured out a way to steal that from ourselves. Like, I don't know how it's possible, but somehow Evanescence is, they stole white from white people. Like, I don't know how they did it, but it's even so white that even white people are like, what the fuck? And like, what's even weirder is that you'll meet, every once in a while you'll meet a black person who like basically only is into like really quality things, and they're like, but I really like Evanescence. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking, like, why would you pick that? Anyway, I don't know the fucking thing about this band. I just know that when I hear them, they sound so bad. It's just so stupid sounding. I hate everything about it. I do like some things, in case some people are wondering. All right, thanks.
I can't tell.
Well, well, well.
Let me just press keep there. So that was our dear friend Jared Thompson, owner of the Comedy Attic, saying that Evanescence stole white.
I love that. That's one of my favorite Jaredisms.
Self-appropriating.
Yeah,
self-appropriation. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I would say that Evanescence improved upon white culture.
So you think that there's like a perfectly pure white culture we could get to?
Right, and that you're
absolutely,
you want the purest version of it.
No Jews. No, but I mean, the thing is that obviously there's a lot of hate in this poor man Jared's heart. And I would just like to say that everyone he meets who loves Evanescence, maybe they have a point. And I mean, I'm not saying they're the best band in the world, but they are. And she has a great voice. She has a great voice. And anybody who would hate on Evanescence, first of all, I used to accidentally, even as a big fan, call Evanescence Everclear constantly.
Wow.
Which is, you know, I'll admit fully on this podcast, full transparency, I'm going to be deleting all of my tweets that call Evanescence Everclear.
Like, well, before Everclear, you get SNL.
Yeah.
Everclear is
or
completely...
Or Anthony Scaramucci.
True. They're completely irrelevant to this.
Mm-hmm. SNL or Anthony Scaramucci.
I just wanted to say.
Irrelevant.
Because Jared is like a father of mine. Where have you been? Jared wasn't there he wasn't there for my weekend.
Look, he's saying that Evanescence appropriated gothic culture and commercialized it.
Yeah. I don't
And
know.
I was never goth, so I say, fuck it.
So you're okay with appropriating.
No, I mean, I'm sure they were Hot Topic-esque, yeah. But it's like, I mean, who among us? Like, I think I have no idea Evanescence roots, but if they were singing at coffee shops and if this bitch was screaming, take me up inside, in like a little fucking coffee shop with the four people there, then God bless her. I mean... She is not appropriating anything with it. First of all, you can't appropriate within a culture, but I mean, I respect you, Jared, and I mean, no disrespect to your beliefs. But I will say that people hate on Evanescence just because their videos looked like they could be a James Cameron movie.
That video was extremely memorable.
Yes.
The Wake Me Up, because they were flying and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, that
yeah.
was sick.
It was cool at the time, for sure.
I remember as a kid being like, I can fly?
And that's when you learned, you fucking witch.
Marcia isn't a full body cast. I don't know if you guys are aware.
We'll include a picture in the description of the podcast.
Marcia, did you ever feel criticism from like friends or people, or like feel shame about liking them?
So here's the thing. So here's the stage that I was at when I was in Evanescence, and I've gotten re into them.
You were in Evanescence.
When I was actually
no wonder you like them so much.
When I was in the band Evanescence, because I was at the phase where I was in a group of about five girls, and I would say I was the second best singer out of the group of five. And so when we got into Evanescence, I mean, the three girls who couldn't sing obviously did not like them. But me and Brittany were all in. And
this is Brittany's Spears?
This is Britney Spears, my best friend at the time. Britney Spears. Yeah. The only one who could sing better than me. And we would like call into the radio. Like this was still that time. Like this is the thing. It's like this is pre-Napster when I was like into them. Like this was like if I was going on the internet, I was still on dial-up on my mom's thing where I could only be on for like 10, 15 minutes. So I'm not looking at music boards or Evanescence opinions. I'm like on like AIM or like a weird chat room. Like
a weird chat room?
Just like talking to like 59-year-old men or whatever.
Hell yeah.
And so it's like I didn't know what anybody else thought, but I knew enough to hide it from anybody outside of my friend group. Like unless, because it was like I think this was about the age where I'm like 7th, 8th grade. So it's transitioning where I'm like, okay, I'm still listening to NSYNC, but we're not going to be talking about that at school. Mm-hmm. And I'm still like just now getting into Evanescence, also listening to Rent a lot. So like these phases were coinciding, my Rent phase and my Evanescence phase. So Evanescence, I could be like, you know, yeah, I'm going to belt it. Yeah, she was a belter. Like, yeah. She doesn't even go into head voice, not even fucking once, except for her ballads. And when she does, I mean, it just, she really gets it out there. Mm-hmm. So I also didn't understand at the time that voices were perhaps aided by technology. I didn't know why my reverb didn't sound quite the same as hers.
Yeah.
But I never saw them live. And I did hear, there was all these things at the time. So this is pre-YouTube. And I remember, because it was 2003 or something. Yeah. This was like so long before. This was like, YouTube came like 2006 or so. It had to be. It was when I was in high school.
That sounds right.
So like, I remember hearing. So this was when people would say, oh, she can't sing live. And there was no way to prove that. Mm. So everybody to shit on Evanescence would say, oh, well, she can't sing live. She doesn't sing like that live. And I still don't know if that's the truth.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to see them live.
We got to YouTube it or something. We got to go together, all three of us, that's live true. To a show. But they have new music that's like come out, but I haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
But so at the time, it was like people would shit
don't
on
seem
them.
To like the new music. That's what I was gathering.
I don't think anyone who's done this
Amazon
podcast
thing.
Has kept up with it.
It's not the new music rare. Crowd.
Yeah. I'm looking this up, and it looks like YouTube was invented in 2005 when Tommy McNamara uploaded a video of him covering Your Body as a Wonderland.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
And a lot of people thought 8 minutes was too long, but actually, the solo adds more than you would think.
Yeah, and there's a lot of act outs.
Also, here's the thing about Evanescence that's funny, is that I remembered their songs as very long. Like, if you had asked me, I would have said each of their songs ran at about 5 to 6 minutes. They're about 3 to 4
they're
minutes.
Very short.
And but they cover, like, they have, like, 5 verses, a bridge, 2 choruses, and an extra part.
And they're, like, emotionally taxing, I feel like.
It's wearing. I feel like as soon as she walks into a room, she exhausts people. Like, she has an energy about her that I can really relate to.
People get lehydrated.
Tommy.
Hold for edit.
That was kind of clever.
You sounded like
not
Andrew
a bad
Collins.
Riff.
Nah, man, seriously, dude.
Kind of clever.
But that's the thing. She's emotionally taxing. I mean, I don't remember a lot of men being into Evanescence. Even when I was like in middle school or high school, it was definitely me and my girls were like super into it. And then like my dude friends were like, we're actually into this deep ass shit called... you know, the three.
Your impression of guys is so spot on. Honestly.
I don't remember listening to men in middle school, so I can't remember what they said.
One thing I'll say about guys is we always ranked every group of friends knew which guy was the best singer. Who was the second best.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the 3rd through 5th best hated the rest of us.
Yeah.
And hated
like,
Evanescence.
Sorry that you're jealous. Like Leanne, you're better at piano than me, but you can't sing. And I did try and learn. So there's Slow Jam, My Immortal. Uh-huh. I remember distinctly trying to learn on the piano. And I remember like in our group of friends, like I had one friend that was good on piano. So she like learned it. But I like was so jealous that I refused to sing along.
Oh, my God.
Like I was like she was like, but she didn't want me to. You have to understand. Like we were 8th grade girls. Like she was like, look, I learned it. She wasn't like, I learned it for you. She was like, I learned it because I hate you. Wow. So I mean, this is the thing. It was so easy for you guys. You guys are in eighth grade. You're learning about sex. You're like, everything's great. We're learning about sex. We're like, what do we do? So everything was terrible.
I missed the day when we learned about sex. So
in eighth grade?
I still don't know. Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even learn about sex. They're just like, you're going to get your period and everything's awful. And we're like, oh, God. Yeah.
What if they were just like, yeah, at some point in the next several years, you're going to get banged. So.
As a girl, you'd be like, oh, fuck. And as a dude, you'd be like, sick. I've seen, was Entourage out? No.
I sincerely, when they had the sex, we had like a sex ed day in sixth grade.
We had the fair, right?
Right. Yeah. It was part of the carnival. You paid $8 and a guy took you to a barn and showed you what's what.
Oh my God.
The sex ed gold rush.
Fuck you. He just showed you some weird pictures. No, I
poor little Tom.
I missed the day, and this kid. I showed up to school the next day, and this kid was like, "You missed a lot."
he has a full beard now.
Yeah. You miss sex ed, and then you come back, and this dude's a full 26-year-old.
Everybody's different. He's wearing like a shirt that says "Got Pussy." And stuff.
You're like, "What's up, Eddie?" He's like, "It's Ed now."
His name was Brendan, which is a dumbass name.
Any Brendan who's ever lived.
You spelled Brandon wrong, dumbass. But no, I had the thought when they had sex that day where I was like, what am I missing? That's never going to happen. Like, it was like so far out of my scope that I was like, that would never happen.
Because they teach it. That's why it's hard, because it's like, basically my theory is like, honestly, you have to teach it to girls because men have bad intentions from the time that you're like 3 years old. But also boys as well. But they should only teach boys, be scared of men. Don't worry about the rest till later. And then like when they're 16 or like 15, they should be like, all right, here's a condom. But by then it's too late. You have to teach them early before they even know.
How early do you think we should be teaching sex ed?
I mean, you can't even like, it's like, first of all, Tommy's Catholic. He's very uncomfortable right now.
On the deathbed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right before you meet the sweet Lord.
I think that when you teach sex ed, you should have Evanescence playing in the background. And it should be just really that intense emotionality that comes with it. But it's true. It's like, I just remember all the people that tried to teach, like, I'm from Oklahoma too. So all the people that tried to teach us sex ed, it was just like, I'm like, I know more than you. And I don't even know how. I'm like, you've been married for 30 years and I've been on the internet for 2. So I think I know more than you. At this point, the kids are fine. They'll just learn from porn, and porn really treats you how to treat women well. So
they actually taught us about erectile dysfunction using an Evanescence, because the guy would go, I can't get it up.
Tommy.
I was trying to change the subject. Tommy. Any way I could.
Not a bad riff.
Not a bad riff. I found this article that I wanted to talk about before we move on to... We got a couple things we got to talk about before we get into the playlist.
God.
We have a quiz for you to take.
Oh, I forgot we have the quiz.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We have a couple of quizzes we're going to talk about, at least, based on Evanescence.
I stayed in a Hot Topic for a year and a half of my life.
Shit. Did you work at Hot Topic?
Yeah, no, but do you remember?
She was like a Chilean miner.
Yeah, I was like stuck in there and I like couldn't get out, and all we had was Evanescence.
It was like the movie The Terminal, but only with...
It was like that children's book.
I am here for a long time.
There's like that children's book where they like escaped the museum. That's me with the Hot Topic.
Okay then. This article is about the song... You never call me, or call me when you're sober. Apparently,
there's
that,
an article.
Apparently, that the article is called "Seether Frontman Won't Respond to Amy Lee's Attack." I just refuse to lower myself to that level. That's the name of the article. It's on MTV.com, so you know it's
drama.
Reputable.
What year?
This is from 2007.
That's the thing. Everything I looked up from Evanescence, it was like Yahoo boards 2005.
Oh my God. Speaking of that exact sort of thing, the first thing I found when I typed in Evanescence sucks was on a bodybuilder's.
That is amazing. That's the best.
It was a bodybuilder's board, and I hated them.
The first thing, I swear, I typed in, I hate Evanescence, and it wasn't a bodybuilder's board, but it was like men's health or something like that. Like, and it was like, why are we discussing it? And it was, I work out to Evanescence, and all these other dudes being like, Evanescence fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, he's just trying to lift, man, with the spirit of the female.
Absolutely.
Anyways.
No. That it's so funny that that's where most of this news is coming from.
Wake me up. Wake me up inside.
I guess that this guy, the is it the lead singer of Seether? Seether frontman, yeah. Sean Morgan. He dated Amy Lee. They broke up. Then she made...
Frontman, one of many.
What's that?
Isn't he one of many? He's not the original.
Of Seether?
I think it was of Seether.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so she dated
Seether. I see. Okay.
Yeah, and I guess she admitted that the song was written about her relationship with this guy, and the timing was very bad because I guess the song came out just like 2 weeks after he had checked into rehab.
Oh, wow.
Bad timing. And but so she couldn't have known. I mean, the recording process is long.
If anyone could have known, it would be her.
Well, I mean, it's good he got help.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed about it. But yeah, that's...
But here's the... Okay, article. I have to say. Why is it that when men write songs about women, it's like always completely chill, even if everyone knows who it's about? But if women, God forbid, disclose their personal lives in songs, it's like, oh, she's obsessed with men, or, oh, how dare she betray him that way? Even if they go, like, it's like, okay, she shouldn't have said publicly this song is about him. Like, that is wrong. But it's like, dudes do that shit all the time, and it's only when a man is revealed his private life without his permission that people are like, so incest by it. And it's like, fuck, she has the right to write a fucking song. Like,
what are, like, other examples of that?
I mean, there's people saying that, like, Taylor Swift, I'm not a huge fucking fan.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, wow. Or she just flipped off Tommy.
But people do, it's like when people say that Taylor Swift is boy crazy because of her songs, when men write songs about women all the time. It's that same thing, where if a female comic talks about sex, she's a sex comic, whereas if a male comic talks about sex, that's just a joke.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing.
Like, it's funny when guys talk about that.
No, right.
Being fellas.
No, right. Like, objectively,
I think Taylor Swift should just shake it off, you know? If she's going to get that sort of criticism.
You know what? I'm going to contact the police.
Oh, is that right?
I'm gonna
I actually have their number.
Wait,
if you want.
And you love the police, right? I remember you tweeted something about Blue Lives recently.
I'm gonna contact 911 and say, first of all, love everything you're doing and nothing but respect to you. Second of all, Evanescence rules. Third of all, I mean, that's the thing, it's like that's what I'm going to say to them on the phone. Third of all, I mean, that's a thing. It's like, honestly, if I could be really real with you, 911, if I can be for real.
Call me when you're sober, 911.
Call me when you're sober, 911. But yeah, like, I understand, like, being mad that your personal life is disclosed and you didn't want it to be, and especially when it's like drugs and alcohol related. And who knows what this woman is like in real life, you know? It's like, who knows if she is exploitative or yada yada yada. Like, I really don't know. I'm just saying, as a trend, I've noticed men seem to feel entitled to privacy that women are never allowed in terms of the arts.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, speak to that.
Sounds great.
Tommy and I are dating, right, so he has to agree with everything I say.
No, I've been trying to create tension all night.
I let Tommy disagree with me. I'm kidding.
Oh, man. Have you heard Tommy's nickname on this podcast?
What is it?
Given by
I mean, yes, I listen all the time.
Microscene deemed him Bitch Piglet.
Yep.
And the fans
bitch
really love
piglet?
It.
Bitch Piglet?
Yeah.
Keep bringing it up.
Fuck?
Every episode we get a couple tweets calling Tommy a Bitch Piglet.
You know,
that's what we should call the people.
Oh, I like that.
Bitch
the
piglets.
Fans.
Give it to them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Give them the burden.
Oh, wow. Marcia, Julia Johns wrote unsubscribe.
I know, I saw that.
And then she just wrote, did I upset you? Oh, yeah, I was going to read a couple of these things. Yeah. I was going to read a couple of these things. Every episode, pretty much, we post on Facebook asking our friends group what they think about the band. And Shelby Taylor writes, "A girl at my high school started an Evanescence cover band called Carpe Noctem, Seize the Night."
And I love that.
"They all performed at our talent show wearing matching fedoras."
If there's any reason to hate Evanescence, you've earned it.
She earned it, yeah.
That's so funny.
That's great.
Also, see, and that's what I could have been. Thank God I couldn't play the piano well enough.
Would you have worn a fedora?
I wouldn't have had the fedora because I would have been like, I would have tried to straighten my hair and had like a weird long flowy white robe and had some freak I was friends with. Probably my friend Thaddeus.
Oh shit.
Would have been the dude.
Every Evanescence fan has a friend Thaddeus.
And if you don't know,
if you don't know Thaddeus, you are.
Look to your left, look to your right. You're the Thaddeus.
There was a guy who wrote some big ass thing on here that I was going to read.
I loved one that was like, oh wait, maybe I already said, where he's like, "I don't hate Evanescence, I hate my ex-girlfriend."
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty typical.
Women were into Evanescence because honestly, if you were a woman in the nu metal scene,
right,
who was not necessarily me openly, but I definitely could have gone there. And if I, that's the thing, if I had just been one of these people that's like, just do whatever you like and don't care what other people think, which is how you should live life, God, I could have been a nu metal star. I mean, I could have been a fucking thrasher.
Give us a couple bars again like you were earlier.
Oh, Jessica.
Oh, Jessica. That's how all men songs sound to me.
Wow.
Just goes, Jessica. It's every song written by man.
I just remember this really
Jessica.
Fast.
Jessica.
When I was in... speaking of men's voices, I was just in Rite Aid buying these cool beers. We are brought to you today by Six Points Bengali IPA, which I purchased with my money. It's not like they sponsored us at all.
I was going to say.
But I was in line behind this small child. He could not have been more than 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Coldplay song playing, the new one that's like Superhero or whatever it's called. I've just been hearing it a bunch on the radio. But this kid starts freaking out. And he's like, "I don't like Coldplay. I like Phil Collins."
No.
I swear to God.
That's amazing.
His mom is like, "Shut up. Stop it." He's like, "I don't like it.
That's so
it sounds
funny.
Lame."
Oh, my God.
Phil Collins.
He said Phil Collins. It was the most... I
remember
was like,
saying weird-ass, bizarre adult shit like that as a little kid, too, and people just looking at me like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
I like wings.
I like wings with Paul McCartney.
"Papa, I don't want to watch Friends. I want to watch Frasier."
"I like Martin."
So, all right, so back to this thread. Alex Leslie writes, "I definitely don't feel strong enough to hate them, but they represent a lot of what some coastal America sees as rural America. They are from Arkansas, appropriate goth culture, rap, but only a tiny bit, and seem somehow totally manufactured to target the most basic angst of middle American youth."
For sure.
Yeah,
like at the time, like I don't think they're appropriating rap so much. Maybe they were at the time because they were on that first wave of like where white people doing things that black people have always done without white people even recognizing that, like in any way. Which is, and MTV loved Evanescence, and I mean, as a American from Oklahoma, I was for sure stoked on them. Mm-hmm. But it is like it's funny because like I think they're not like they appropriated the goth culture in the Hot Topic way, you could argue. But also it's like we were saying, it's like that's just who they are. That's just the band.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think like just because a musician is able to commercialize something, it doesn't mean it's not who they are. sometimes.
And
yeah.
No one even, like, we're also asking in 2017, like, do you hate Evanescence? And at this point, it'd be like saying you hate George W. Bush. It's like, why are you holding on to it? Like, you know.
That's funny that you say that, because one of the things that this guy quotes is that David Cross refers to them as 10th grade suburban white girl lyrics. And who took down George W. Bush?
That's true.
Humor. What do I call him? I want to call him humoridian. Humorist. That's the word I was looking for.
Humoridian is a dog.
Humoridian. All right. I feel totally redeemed for their irreverent whatever.
Look, irreverent. 2 years in, and this is my first beer.
I was going to say this is your first podcast.
No, I remember my first podcast.
Look, I still hate George W. Bush, and I still love Evanescence, and that's the truth. And if other people want to hold on to their hate, then I'm ready for it.
That's the sign of an idiot, is when you're a child, you hate Evanescence, but when you're 50, you love them.
You love them, and you grow around.
Have you seen that quote about, like, people are like, when you're 20, you're liberal, and when you're 50, you're conservative?
Yeah, I've seen
it's
that.
Like, fuck you.
And it's also the exact opposite podcast, for though. Women, because women radicalize with age.
And they're dumb when they're young.
Exactly. Dumb, young, full of guns.
Oh, shit.
What if there's just sounds of gunshots at the end of this podcast? I would never murder Tommy.
Oh, oh shit.
We should do the quiz.
Let's do the quiz. That's what I was just jumping to. We've got two quizzes here. Let's just...
You're quizzing me on
upon.
My fan level?
The one that you sent me is fan level, right?
I'm ready.
I think so.
The one that I have is which Evanescence song are you? And
oh,
the one
hell yeah.
Tommy
we should just do select questions from the one I sent you, because there's only
yeah,
like two funny questions.
I'm trying
questions.
To pull it up. Is it on your phone by chance?
Maybe.
It is not loading up here. I don't want to waste any
wake
more
me up.
Time.
Wake me up inside. I can't wake up.
I'll give you a couple questions for my quiz.
Save
oh, here we go.
Me.
This is on funtrivia.com.
That's not how it goes.
All right, here are some questions.
That was Julia by the Beatles.
Should I just skip to question four?
Yeah.
Okay, question.
This is actually a really key song that could relate to anyone.
I think we got to do this whole quiz.
Okay, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Let's just do it.
Let's do it.
This quiz will test your knowledge of Evanescence lyrics.
The questions are structured in a bad way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What website is this quiz
this
on?
This is on funtrivia.com. Your home for all fun trivia. It's very complicated to find what to click on here. It's so shitty. All right, the first question is, the line, I've woken now to find myself, I am lost in the shadows of my own, is from a song on which album? Fallen, Origin, Evanescence EP, or Sound Asleep EP?
It's Fallen for 100, Alex.
Wow. I won't know the answer until the end of the quiz.
Okay.
On what album is the song with the line, I've been watching you from a distance?
It's
on?
Fallen.
Not tormented daily, defeated by you, is a line from which song on which album? Origin, Evanescence EP, Solitude, or Fallen?
Wait.
It's not the same, tormented it's the same daily, question as the first guy.
Fallen.
Defeated by you.
They don't have any other
this
albums.
This is like answering C on every...
yeah. All right, this is a good one.
See, if C is you have read one book, there was four books in the class curriculum, I'm going to say that it was from the book I read.
All right, this is this one is a bit of a curveball.
Okay.
Which song talks about Amy having a black backpack stuffed with broken dreams?
Ready.
Anywhere, the end, where will you go, or Exodus?
Or little black backpack with broken dreams.
Little black backpack with broken dreams.
I'm going to say, knowing Evanescence's drama and tendency to shield and hide, it's Exodus.
Oh, all right.
A book in the Bible, which they say they don't care about.
Which they say they don't care about, but you know they fucking were raised on it.
I told you.
All right, here's the last question. What is so interesting about the song Give Unto Me? Very weirdly worded
it's
question.
A leading question.
What is so interesting
about your pretty little song?
Okay, first.
What do you like best about my outfit? My shirt, my shoes, my hair.
What is so fucking great about you? All right, what is so interesting about the song Give Unto Me? A version of the song has been recorded for every CD before Fallen.
Okay.
It is the only song recorded by Evanescence that was not written by a member of the band. It has both an instrumental and regular version, both very different from one another.
Beautifully written, by the way.
Yeah. This was the very first song ever recorded by the band.
I would say the fourth one, probably, right, since they're so obsessed with themselves.
Let's submit your answers.
0 out of 4.
Oh, you got 3 and 4 right.
Exodus was right.
Exodus was
you
right.
You know, I know. You know, they always have dramatic titles.
And Fallen was right on
on the last one.
Thank you.
Let's see if you got the very last one right. You did not.
Wait, I like. Wait, this is crazy. Number 9. The question was like the song "Listen to the Rain" was sung by who, and the answer was Amy's high school choir.
Wow.
Listen to the Rain. It's an emo choir.
Check that out.
I mean, you know Amy was drama since high school.
You know, you just have to search Amy Lee High School and hope you don't end up arrested.
Oh, shit. Speaking of that.
Tom.
There's something.
There's a girl I've been talking to.
Yeah. My girlfriend just started high school. And she's having all kinds of drama. this is a headline of an article I found when I searched Evanescence controversy, which I also like to search.
Love
Evanescence
that.
Singer Amy Lee faces serious allegations from hacker group Anonymous.
That's crazy.
And the reason is that on the forums for the Evanescence band, some people posted some things that were related to child pornography. And then the band's, I think, manager maybe, or their record label, they made the people who like were looking into it, they like made them shut up about it. Or like the monitors for the moderators.
So they were saying that Amy Lee forum. Had child pornography?
But for some reason, they're saying she's helping cover it up.
No, her managers were.
Yeah.
This is a male
it's
problem.
It's such a bullshit, like... thing.
Someone posted something related to child porn on a message board.
Yeah, on the forums.
Amy Lee retweeted it?
And
it's on their official
RT'd.
Chat board, though. Yeah. They just have footage of her looking at it and saying, I'm okay with this.
Which is damning. Which is damning.
Season 3 of Mr. Robot, he hacks Evanescence.
She was quoted as saying, going under.
wake me up, oh, Mr. Roboto.
Tom.
Look, I've been listening to Styx.
Right, there was another quiz, too, right?
There was another quiz. All right. This is Which Evanescence Song Are You? It starts off with
this
what
is what
your,
I want to know.
What is your age? And it's between 25 to 30. I put it in.
Excuse me.
What is your gender? Oh, switch it to female. It's weird that there's only 2 genders on here.
Yeah, it's fucked.
What kind of mood are you in most of the time?
This is a big question.
What's the question?
What kind of mood are you in the most of the time? And it gives like 6 options here.
Which there
the
are only one, 6 possible.
The first one is depressed / crying.
That's going to be my immortal.
Full of energy and anxious, proud and powerful, lonely and insignificant.
Insignificant isn't a mood, by the way.
Like, oh my God, everybody loves me. And the last one, above everybody else, not humble / happy and cheerful.
To be happy, you have to be not humble and above everyone else.
Everybody else. How do you feel?
And like? Wait, what was the one that was like 2 before it? Where it was like
lonely and insignificant, or proud and powerful?
No.
Oh
after.
My God, everybody loves me.
Yeah. Oh my. Who even the most narcissist of the narcissists goes around? Oh my God, everybody loves me.
All right, Marsha, what do you pick?
I am gonna pick. Wait.
I feel like proud and powerful, maybe?
I'm going to do proud and powerful, yeah.
All right. Okay. Pick your favorite color. If your favorite color
blue.
Is not listed below, pick the one that is most appealing to you.
Blue.
Well, there's a version of blue.
Very
on here.
Light blue is what?
We got, white, yellow, deep red like my blood. Sad
smiley face.
Face.
Oh wait, sad face. I'm
very
reading upside
light
down.
Blue.
Evanescence does not have a smiley face.
That doesn't
wait,
even make sense.
The color is smiley face?
It says deep red like my blood, smiley frowny face. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Frowny face, frowny
black,
face.
Black, olive green, or very light blue?
Let's do very light blue.
Okay. Which of the lyrics are most appealing to you? Mm. Now that you're gone, I feel like myself again, grieving the things I can't repair and willing.
It's beautiful.
Even though I'd be sacrificed, you won't try for me, not now. Though I'd die to know you love me, I'm all alone. Isn't someone missing me? Don't want to let it lay me down this time and drown my will to fly. Here in the darkness, I
that
know
one.
Myself. My slef.
To drown my will to fly.
All one right. more, just in case.
I can't run anymore. I give myself to you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. In my bitterness, I ignore all that's real and true.
Hell
all
fucking no. No, okay. Not that last one.
What scene would you say you hang out with most of the time? A, I don't hang out with anybody. I'm a loner slash lonely.
It's good that they clarified lonely after slash. I'm a loner. I don't hang out with anybody.
Okay, the next is the preps. The next is emos. Next is emos slash goths.
What song is going to give it? Like, if I choose the preps, they're like, you're not any of Vanessa's song, bitch.
Your computer explodes.
Yeah. Anonymous hacks you. The next is peaceful slash content. People who care about the
child pornographers. Is one of them.
The new child pornographers?
Debate team or anybody powerful slash popular.
Wait, the debate team or the popular kids?
Debate team slash the powerful, popular people
so
of
power.
The school.
Next is...
Glee Club.
Next is just me and my small group of friends. And last for what scene would you say you hang out with is the alt scene. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, should I be going based off of when I listen to Evanescence or
that's,
currently?
That's up to you. What do you think, Tommy?
I think
it's your call.
How is
yeah.
it up to me? I mean, you're the one giving
you're the
me
one
the,
taking
quiz.
The quiz.
You're
the
one giving
the
me
quiz.
The quiz. I mean, you're the one
well, maybe
giving
this
me
is
the
quiz. How you respond.
How I respond.
That's, that's a good
is
point.
Is it at the time? All right, read the whole
the
question
quiz started
again.
When you walked in the fucking door, Michael.
I've been answering the quiz since the second I walked in.
We start doing that Willy Wonka thing when he gets really mad. It's like, you lost!
Get out!
Evanescence, stupidity.
You're going down a chocolate river.
Bring me to life.
Okay. just say now. Let's see where you are now.
Wait. Okay. So let me read the question because I've forgotten.
So right. What scene would you hang out with?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Preps, goths.
Let's do preps. All right. No. But no. I can't. That's not the. You want me to give the real
nobody,
answer?
Nobody, preps, goths, peaceful people.
You know what? It's
team?
Obviously debate club.
I think it's debate team.
It's debate
you.
Team,
yeah.
You fucking freaks.
What the fuck?
God damn it. I'm a calm, tranquil person.
Me and Tommy were going to click improv people.
Other slash improv.
Okay, if you could pick one word or phrase to describe yourself, what would it be? Like, oh my God, popular, everyone loves me.
You're lying.
Sorry to God. Generous, suicidal, depressed, slash insignificant again.
Again.
Loving and considerate, which Tom picked. Fuck off. not a fake. I'm real and I believe in what I stand.
That.
Not a poser. And then daring and adventurous.
Not a fake.
Not a fake. Wow.
All right.
Why do you guys say, oh, wow?
Well, we've seen your, how you,
That's the meanest
really
thing anyone's
are.
Ever fucking said to me. Yeah, I'm a guy's gal. Yeah, I fucking hate girls because they're too much drama, but, you know.
Okay, right. Music. Pick a type. LOL, la la la. Hardcore, screamo, emo. Hard rock slash heavy metal. Pop, rap slash hip hop. Classical slash mostly instrumental.
This next one is great.
Country or alternative.
Put
or
those together.
Dude, my band rocks out loud. So I march to the beat of my own drum. Literally.
So hell yeah, that
or
one.
Alternative. It's like I either like Blake Shelton or Radiohead.
yeah, country.
I either like Carrie Underwood, y'all, or I like I don't know.
Fleet Foxes.
Fleet Foxes. I either like. like Menomina.
Because I got friends in Fleet Foxes. They're the misty drums. Okay, what do you think, Marsh?
I'm going to do the fuck you, only my band rules.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Marsh is in a
Free
band.
The Mind.
You plug
check
them
out.
Yeah, Free listen to Free the Mind.
All right, Tom,
we definitely
right.
believe men should exist.
So this is about your lifestyle. It says, you are mostly doing what? Cutting my wrists and thinking about suicide.
Oh, my God. This was such my middle school, like, ambiance.
Writing poems or stories and expressing myself in creative ways.
Mm. Learning, stand-up's a poem.
Exactly. Learning, speaking out, and daring to do the impossible.
Wow.
You too. Okay. Listening to music quietly or maybe even loudly. Spending time with my fam / friends. That's all one group.
Dare I say.
Sitting alone and playing videos / chatting online. Yeah. MySpace is like my drug. I'm addicted to it.
Oh, my
this
God.
This just came out yesterday.
This is such this a is the fitting best quiz.
Finally, being outdoors or playing a sport.
Yo, MySpace is my life, bitch.
Hell yeah.
That's where I probably would have fit.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, this question is so funny.
How many friends do you have? 1 to 2, I like to keep it small, and everybody knows everything about the others in my small little group. The only friend I need is my pet Rock, whispers quietly to Rock. Aren't you, Mr. Rocky?
Oh,
this quiz is funny.
Dude, some person spent like 3 to 5 days on this quiz.
You know what's funny is I bet somebody got paid to make this.
No.
You don't think so?
All right, 2 to 4.
I think this is before the days that people were getting paid.
2 to 4, I still keep my friend group small, and I'm nowhere near content with oversized crowds. My friends love me, and I love them. 4 to 6, I have plenty of friends, and a lot of people like to hang around me. But sometimes I feel like not all of them are the best friends in the whole wide world. And like, OMG, I have over 7 friends, and they're all like my BFFs. Love y'all. Who wouldn't want to be my friend anyways?
I clicked that one.
And yeah.
And then the last one, Tom?
I hate the world. Who needs friends when I've got Cheetos and YouTube?
So this was post-YouTube.
Right.
But still about Evanescence.
Right.
And, yeah, MySpace.
Which is really incredible.
All right, what do you
what
think,
What a
Marsh?
Niche period of time. I'm going to do the 6 to friends, but I feel some of them might be fake.
Wait, how many of them? 4 to 6?
Yeah,
4 to 6.
Yeah,
4 to 6. That's where I like
all right.
to keep it.
Next question. Big one.
Yes.
Do you like Evanescence?
Do is capitalized.
Yeah.
Do.
Wait, what did you say? Who's that? Next is,
despicable.
Well, I kind of do, but it's not really my scene, you know? Next is, I've heard a few of their songs and I liked it. Still not my fave, though.
Okay.
Next is, they're in my top 5. But can't compete with Fergie.
Who made this? This is supposed to be a pro-Evanescence quiz.
Well, that's where the next one comes in. My favorite. And then the last one.
So there's no in between?
The last, yeah, you can't just be like, I mean, there is like where I like kind of do. The last one is, I'm an all-out fan. I go to a lot of their concerts. I know every lyric to every song, and I'd die to meet Amy Lee.
We should point out that it's there, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R. Yeah, I do like the idea that
no
someone would click
reading.
On Evanescence quiz and then say, who are they?
Well, this to be fair, this was a time when we were taking quizzes
we're taking quizzes blindfolded.
This is that time when somebody would post on like MySpace, like, hey, here's 8 like questions about you. Make it your status and you do
that's
it.
True.
Yes,
and people
that's
would do
so
that.
True. So there'd be like some poor foreign exchange student who's like, I'm going to take this Evanescence quiz. And they get to the end and they're like, what?
And right. we'd be like, stop
appropriating.
All right,
so I would say not I go to every one of their concerts, but like they fucking rule.
So my favorite or they're in my top 5?
Do they compete
5,
with
but
Fergie?
They can't compete with Fergie.
I mean,
think you're between those two.
You know what? Honestly, if I'll be really honest, I probably was slightly more into the Black Eyed Peas at one point.
All right,
wow.
Fergie.
All right, Fergie.
So we're gonna do the first.
Where's the love?
I mean, and
my
even
humps,
once I
humps.
Found out she was a meth head and that for some reason they had to have a white lady in that band, I still respected
white?
Them. Fergie,
remember,
yeah.
Remember when she peed on herself?
Oh,
on
I remember.
Stage?
What? Are you serious? I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? She
Fergie
pissed
was
her
a
pants.
Child star. I mean,
wow.
Who hasn't pissed their pants on stage? We've all been doing comedy for how long now?
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Okay, well, it's been really nice. being
All right,
here.
Last question.
Last question. Your favorite subject in school is if you've already passed through school, pick your had been fave. As if you couldn't have figured that out.
What if I'm like, we can't finish the quiz?
This quiz is void.
You need to edit out this from the podcast because we got to the last question and I can't figure it out.
All right. Art, music, library, science, math, Spanish, or any other language.
These were not the options.
Sorry. Gym, library huh? was a class. Yeah.
Sorry, Mom. I failed library.
Sorry, Mom. I got an NS in library. Not satisfactory.
Which is never learning the Dewey Decimal System.
It was NDs. That was a stretch. Look, not a bad riff.
I got an NS. Not shit. Yeah, my teacher. Mean.
Library is the worst subject in the fucking world. I remember in school, like, we didn't even get free periods. They wouldn't even let us in the fucking library.
Then why did they have a library?
Exactly. They taught us the Dewey Decimal System and then shuffled us out. So art, school, wait, I didn't give
one.
Oh,
shit.
You chose library?
God damn it, you chose math.
I liked math I guess.
Do you want to
guess?
But
now the whole thing is going to be fucking thrown off.
I don't know
how
fucked up it would be.
It would have been.
Well,
like,
now
we'll,
if we hit back, what?
No, it'll fuck it all up. And now, listeners, just so you know, the scientific data.
We're good. What would you pick? We can
the scientific data is fucked up now.
No. Now it's fine.
Oh, I can go back?
Yeah.
Read me the subject.
I would
again.
Like to know if it changes because this will be very.
Wait, what? You saw what it was before?
We did. We'll see what it changes.
Okay, I want
to
see if it
changes. Art, music, library, science, math, Spanish, or any other language.
I guess it was probably music.
All right. Let's see what we get here.
Same answer.
But wait, more go back and a higher percentage, though.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, 2% higher.
Because I love music like Evanescence. Yeah.
See what you think it is out of these choices. We have your Evanescence. Your song is October.
Okay.
Lithium.
Right.
Lacrimosa.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I have all these songs.
Lacrimosa is what I get at brunch.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Lacrimosa?
Yeah, because you can't afford the mimosa. They're like, we have a milk mimosa?
I like whisper it to the waiter.
Lithium. Lithium's the only song I recognize off that list. And Lithium, I listen to. And I remember like singing it with my friends and just being like, Lithium. Like, I don't remember how it went. It's like, Lithium. It was like Lithium, and
that's it.
And I just remember, like, I had no idea what lithium referred to whatsoever. All I knew it was like a chemical. I had no idea. And then, like, you find out years later, she's talking about like severe bipolar depression treatment, and the whole song is like so deep and dark about like the intricacies of an adult going through bipolar disorder. And I remember being in eighth grade just like singing it with my friends while her parents are like, shut up, it's 10 o'clock.
Well, guess what? You're gonna be very disappointed because your answer is
lithium.
No!
81%. You are a powerful soul with lots of passion and emotion. You can be very controlling and people listen to you when you're speaking. But here's your weakness. You sometimes can be a little confused about who you are, but when you are called something you're not, even though you might not really know who you are or want to be, you flip out. Also, you're mean to Tommy.
Also,
that last sentence is so insane.
I know. You may not know who you are, but when you do think about it, you flip out.
But the parentheses is like more words than the non-parentheses. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's
I got that one too. I got the same thing.
You
got
to screenshot this to put it on the pod description.
Oh, you're right. Good call. Oh no! What did I just do?
Oh no! We've been hacked.
This whole episode deleted.
Well, I'll have to go back to that and get a screenshot of it. You're right.
But I stand by them, and I stand by Lithium.
Oh, I think I did the thing where it closes the window. You know how people used to be like, if you press Control,
that's
blank
when God
four,
opened his door.
when you accidentally screenshot close a window,
and through that door, You can hear Evanescence playing.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Wake rock
me
music.
Up.
Should That's... we start with Lithium?
Yeah,
so
let's play Lithium. I was about to start
yes.
that. All right, so this first song on your playlist
is a song I heard in eighth grade Lithium. That I had no idea how deep it really was.
Do you want me to skip ahead at all? I'll give you that option.
But did I not nail the opening?
Yeah, this is good. Yeah, you were like, Lithium!
Wake me up. Lithium. Over every single song.
Hey, this is your podcast episode.
This is my podcast.
I think it was
now.
Weird they called a song Lithium because Nirvana is a very famous song.
Oh, do they? See, Evanescence is
not
a poser. And I'm not a poser. Sometimes you do, but sometimes you don't.
Boy, you get mad when people.
And you get mad because people
I gotta be honest,
pick up on that.
It's pretty accurate. You are
I mean, I felt very red. I felt very red.
The sage man.
You're powerful. You command people, and yet you don't know who you are. And that's confusing for me because I am a guy's guy. Ring similar to My Immortal, there are other
songs. Were the first band ever to sign a piano and distorted guitars?
Is that true?
Alright, put on the other ones.
Jesus. I thought you liked these songs. We are an hour and 24 minutes.
I know, that's what I was thinking we should.
Yeah.
Here is Bring Me to Life. This is the hit that we
this
all know.
Hit. And I will be singing a lot.
The nice thing about this band is they get to the, what do you call it?
Quick.
The part of the song.
The drop.
You want to hear.
The drop.
Yeah, they get to the drop fast.
The chorus.
Chorus, that's what I was looking for. I'm 2.5 Bengali.
She is the song, though. Here's the thing. What's interesting about this music besides her voice?
That it was the first song they ever recorded.
I made the same mistake every year of my life.
No, that's the guy part that got edited out.
No.
There's a secret version where he sings every night.
I was like, she's like Christina, but God.
Yeah, there's a version of this on Breitbart that I listen to.
Ready? And we actually sang Evanescence this song.
It's true.
It's really beautiful.
What?
Oh, fuck. I started taking a video and it fucking stopped. Let's sing along anyway. Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
You're
Can't
supposed to
wake up inside.
Sorry. Oh,
I don't know the words besides inside, which I keep repeating and assume she's rhyming every line. Oh, fade out.
So that one, that's the one that I think everybody knows but doesn't realize it's called Bring Me to Life.
Right. I really do. If the video comes to my mind every time I hear it.
Yeah,
yeah, the video's
like,
distinct.
Them on that route, like,
sure.
Whatever, yeah.
I want to watch it after this.
It feels like one of those videos that was in like a now that's what I call music.
Commercial.
Yeah. Or like, what's the other one? Like the compilation album where it would show
Buzz
part ballads. Of the video. Yeah. So this
My
next
Immortal?
Song is My Immortal.
This is a good one. You would know this song if you think it's called All of Me. All of their songs are not named what they I wish that you would just leave, because your presence still lingers here. She could have had a very classical voice.
These wounds won't this song is about Josie.
This pain is just too real. You're not respecting the song.
Wow.
is a pump up jam. You're going to have any time you see the pictures of like.
Fuck! Fucked it up. I always do that at the time, too.
When you see NBA players like in the hallway before like a finals game and they don't get their headphones.
This is what they're listening to.
Wow. That
yeah.
was good.
LeBron sheds one tear.
I was the second best singer in my seventh grade group. You would hope I had a good voice.
Man, Brittany's probably listening to this right now, seething.
Seething of jealousy. I wonder what happened to Brittany. All I remember is I ripped the Baby Spice doll out of her hand at her birthday party.
Wow.
In sixth grade because she knew. We had our birthdays were a day apart. And we talked about which Spice Girl dolls we were going to get so that we wouldn't get the same ones and we could share. And I told her, I'm getting Sporty. Or no, I said, no, she got Sporty. And I told her, I'm getting Sporty.
Wow.
Wow.
She got Sporty wow. Spice.
And then you ripped it out of her hands?
I mean, I don't think I did physically, but I definitely did emotionally.
Wow. Wow. It sounds like you were a powerful soul with lots of passion and emotion. Yeah.
But and I don't really know who I am.
You can be very controlling and people listen to you when you're speaking, but you got some weaknesses.
You got some
weaknesses.
I thought you remembered all that.
I memorized it.
All right. The next song here. What did you think of My Immortal?
She never says
Tommy
immortal
always
once
stays
in the
quiet
song.
Until the very end. I want to hear what he's. Yeah, yeah. That,
oh, and
yeah.
then he lets loose.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck all y'all. I hated yeah. this shit.
Then he lets his hair down.
Yeah, I do. Let my glowing locks down.
Glowing locks?
I was in a nuclear incident.
Tommy's the Goldilocks of comedy.
Exactly, yeah.
Nuclear orb locks.
I got glowing locks on a bagel the other day.
Oh my
it did
god!
Not taste good.
Tom.
What?
Tom.
I turned into a superhero after that.
Tom. Next
yeah,
song.
Yeah, right. Super Jew.
I was trying to think of a non way to. Oh, what's the? I can't. I was just trying to think of Hasidic man.
Hasidic man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the next song is called Going Under.
Yeah, yeah. Going under. See, this song is. 50,000 tears I've cried.
We're just saying that it's screaming,
deceiving. I mean, there's a reason they went to one.
The guitar doesn't sound interesting.
It's literally the same chord.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the whole verse is one chord.
Right.
Like they're like mad, but it's like you wouldn't have been in this band unless she could sing like that. Because it was so like shocking because it was like that nu metal shit, but it was so different because it was like a woman who could actually sing or
and fly
and like she was like totally bulletproof.
Yeah, sure. It was the first time people had seen a woman taken by the wind.
Right.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That was just a rumors.
Fun factoid about Amy Lee here. Speaking of her voice, the band has been around since 95, I think we read.
Yeah.
And they were discovered in about, I think, 2002. And when they were discovered, the producer who found them, the label that found them, he thought they were incredible, but he didn't think they were ready for mainstream success.
Wait, so 95, and they got discovered in 2002.
Isn't that wild?
Isn't that crazy?
That
yeah,
is
it's empowering.
Wild. It crazy. Is because that seems, and then it's like, but God forbid, it's like you work 10 years to be famous for a year.
Yeah,
that's the thing with music.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But they stayed famous for more than a year.
No, you're right.
They hit number one.
They were
one.
Way more famous than we thought they
yeah,
were.
They stayed high in that group.
Their first like three major releases were all major sellers.
I mean, I'm still fucking into them. I'm fucking running to them every goddamn day.
Yeah.
What are you running to? Jamie Lee net worth.
Yeah.
Did you say Jamie Lee?
Amy Lee Networth.
Jamie Lee is a comedian.
Wait, so the producer said.
So he asked that she take singing lessons and acting lessons. So she's now been trained to act.
Excuse me?
When is she going to show up in the next Hollywood major motion picture?
Here's the thing. Like, I guess every singer should take singing lessons because I'm sure that she was like, oh, actually, wait, that's so funny that you say that because I think I remember one of the things that me and my friends talked about at the time was that, like, there was this whole thing of, like, when people could sing but they would still take lessons to, like, sing correctly. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like, Barbara Streisand never learned to sing correctly. And then it was this lady from Evanescence people would be like, she screams. She doesn't belt. She screams. She's not like belting properly.
Yeah.
But to me, like, it seems like she's singing properly. I don't think she needs singing lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to tell that guy to fuck off.
Net worth, $12 million.
I mean, here you go.
And these are always fake, by the way. There's no chance.
What's the proof of that? Yeah, just right when you Google the first letters.
Like, for every celebrity, they have it, but there's no way that any of them are real, right?
But why would Google put it in big letters if it isn't
That's
real?
That's a very good point. But it's not like they, like, go into the person's bank account. Like, you know, it's just like,
they look at their most updated Chase statement, right? And that's what it's based on.
They just follow them around to ATMs.
Yeah. Look at what Anonymous posted, because I trust that more than anything. All right, the next song, we've talked about it already. It's called Call Me When You're Sober.
Mm-hmm. If you love me, people don't know they know this song.
Be here with me. You
love me. Come find me. This was like a later hit that people don't think was bad.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting thing to say about them is I didn't realize what was them.
A lot of people.
Even though they do sound, I mean.
She's really distinct, but this is the thing about her too. This is the thing I'll say after the song, why after this deserves credit.
Fucked up to take a guy down for addiction.
You can't even understand her lyrics. She wouldn't have even, and no one would have even known. She says that.
Donna, look at your net worth. Why is it listed in rubles?
What the fuck? That's the one that's going to get you taken off of SNL.
So here's one thing I will say. Is I feel like I lost like being able to recognize some of Evanescence's songs, and some people now, like, it's the same thing where it's easy to make fun of them because a lot of people copied their sound after their first, like, huge hit. Like, I can't name anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I only fuck with Evanescence.
Name names.
But, like, it's like anytime there's, like, okay, so there's a genre that's been around and then one girl does it. And then any girl that sounds like her, people are going to be like, oh, I didn't even know that was them. Because then all of a sudden, like, this was when nu metal just became, like, huge. But Evanescence started that shit.
Wow. Well, they didn't start nu metal.
No, but they started the Amy, whatever her name is. Lee.
Amy Lee.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
Related to Tommy Lee.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's a huge Crank family. Fan. No, not really.
Oh, I believed anchors. You.
No, but that probably would have been, that probably would have pissed somebody off if they were big fans. All right, let's move on to the last song in this playlist. A little song called Imaginary.
People won't know they know this one either, but this is on Fallen.
This is Tom's friend?
What the fuck?
He said, Tom has imaginary friends.
I did say that.
There's a song about Tommy's friend on here, too, called Aaron Glazer.
Oh, my God. Thomas? I linger in the doorway. Like, her voice is cool. It's funny because the Broadway side of me thinks this could be any song from Spring Awakening. If you've heard of the music. If you're listening. Because of the bare naked ladies.
Man, you're disappointed.
I am much better.
See, like, the jams.
I actually really like this song now. What are you taking recording and stuff when it's just like silent? Or we're just listening?
People nodding.
Wake me up! Wow.
There it
Holy
is.
Holy shit. That was Evanescence.
A band.
I stand by them. And
I'm open.
I think she was a unique woman with a unique voice. Sure, they were commercialized, but. So were the fucking Beatles.
Oh, wow.
And I will say, I do think that Evanescence is America's Beatles. Absolutely, absolutely. 100,000%. And I'll schedule it into my day to say that quite a bit.
Wow. Tommy, what do you have to say for yourself? What do you think about this playlist, Tommy? Let's break it down a little bit here.
I'm going to give it...
Oh, you have a score ready.
We give out a six. We give it out of six.
Yeah. We call it the big six.
I'm glad you told me that because I thought you just said we give it a six and I was about to be like, what the fuck?
Well, then you're not going to love this.
I give it a 1 out of 6.
I'm going to give it a 3 out of 6. That's what I'm going to give it.
That's very interesting.
I like it. I like to find... I don't hate any of it. I think a lot of it sounds very similar to me. I think all the songs kind of sound
the same. Taylor Swift's songs sound really fucking different from each other.
Yeah,
Marcia, this isn't Battle of the Standby Your Bands, which we are going to do at
some
point.
We are
going to
do that.
We are going to do that.
Listen to 1989 and listen to Taylor Swift's self-titled. It's on, but it's like two different artists.
Are you fucking kidding? Yeah, well, if I had 90 songwriters for each song, I might be able to make different sounding albums too.
Got his ass.
I would like to do the opposite
Tommy's
of Stand By Your
off
Band.
To getting burned like that. That's weird.
I would like to do the opposite of Stand By Your Band for Taylor Swift, but that's a different episode. Continue.
Okay. I think that's interesting. Also noted, if you ever get mad at something that Tommy says on this podcast, along with calling him a bitch piglet or a piss freak, you could just shit on Taylor Swift.
Please shit on Taylor Swift as much as you possibly can. Especially why no one should ever like her.
I think I'm going to give this a 4. I'm feeling
fun. Thank you,
Tom. I
almost feel like Tommy's a contrived piss freak.
That's what he got on the Evanescence song.
That he's a contrived piss freak.
He got Call Me When You're Sober, and it said, you might be a contrived
piss freak
if...
Wait, Jeff Foxworthy made the quiz?
It was we actually answered everything the same except for the subject he put math.
Yeah, that's true. Then it says piss freak.
And it says piss freak.
Have you guys
4 out of 6 because she is undeniably talented.
I will say what I liked about this playlist is none of these songs I felt disgusted by, which I feel like on a lot
that
of
happens
these playlists.
On a lot of these.
There's at least one song. I mean, we're coming off the Soulja Boy episode.
Oh wow!
Where
the famous
Tommy may have loved "Pass It to A-Rab," but I
the worst
hated
song
it.
Of all time.
I really still am not sure if Rob was fucking with us.
I will say that Rob, I did a stand-up show that night where Rob was DJing, and he brought me up to pass to A-Rab, and I think it made my set worse because the audience was visually uncomfortable with what was going on.
I think that's what happened to all those sets, Tommy.
Oh, wow.
Right.
But, yeah, I got to give it to Evanescence. All of these songs are pretty listenable. Like,
for sure.
They're all... I feel like I've heard all of these on the radio. Yeah, wait, what?
They go off.
They go ham?
Yeah, they some of them go like a little bit ham.
They're all headbangers. She has a great voice and she hits those notes. She sings at a solid sort of register.
Yeah.
In between belting and head voice, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was the second best singer in my group.
If there's one thing to take away, it's that Marsha was the second best in her group.
But I'm also very self-aware. I would never say that I was better than Brittany. Because she was objectively better than me at singing, but I think
and
that I'm
picking
doing
Spice Dolls.
And at picking Spice Girls dolls before it's my birthday. But, like, you know, congrats to Brittany, and I hope she's doing really well.
Wow. Thank you for listening, Brittany. Yeah, 4 out of 6. We both stood by this. Tommy, did you give it any kind of a bump because your girlfriend was on?
Yeah, you're going to give it a... any kind of a fucking bump?
No, you know, I mean, you're asking already give it a bump.
I notoriously give low scores on this, so I think yeah. 3 is fine.
I mean, I know that because I listen to every episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people have started calling Tommy Bitch Fork.
That's funny. I don't care who I am.
I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. Bitch Fork. Bitch Fork, 3 out of 6. Tom Tukar, 4 out of 6.
I'm going to go 4. Yeah, it reminded me. I understand how somebody could work out this for sure because it's like that big pickup. It reminds me of Linkin Park a little bit. I work out to Linkin Park sometimes.
You got to take 1 star for the child pedophilia ring.
Yeah, you're right. That's tough. When it comes to child pedophilia, were you on Stand By Your Band?
We went to Jared.
It was funny. Every time, because I'm from Bloomington, Indiana. That's where I was this weekend. Jared's Subway, the subway that Jared lost all of his weight in, is in Bloomington, Indiana. Yes. He lived above it. And every time I
know, he taught my friend Hebrew school.
Is that true?
Or his dad did. His dad taught Hebrew school in Bloomington.
Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah.
Or somewhere
right.
Indianapolis.
Jared was just a student there, I believe. But yeah, I would believe his family worked there.
Just your run-of-the-mill fat Jew.
Yeah, yeah. He was the original fat Jew. Some would say that what the fat Jew did is worse than what Jared did. but yeah, you know what? That's going to be our episode today. Thank you guys for listening. Marsha Belsky, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Listen to my podcast.
Yes.
That is really similar topic. Misandry with Marsha and Ray. We talk about just like the type of bands that we don't think should exist anymore.
And interesting. They're all men.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to plug? You got any dates coming up that you
My band Free the Mind has a music video coming out. It's gonna look pretty much based off the Evanescence Bring Me to Life video. We have a lot of the same visuals.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the creek in the cave. Just
we're at the creek in the cave actually floating on a stage. And it's really incredible. I'm in a white gown flying. And it's actually the second time I realized I could fly. And yeah, thanks for having me, boys. I'm going to fight with Tommy about Taylor Swift.
Wow. Tommy, you got anything you want to plug?
The most important thing we have to plug,
yeah,
August 2nd. Tom August and Tommy. 2nd.
Comedy Mommy.
What a hammer show. Broadway.
Tommy came up with that. It's a great name for a show. I'm very happy
with
it.
We got a fun lineup. We have past guests.
Incredible lineup.
We have only one past guest, Lisa Traeger.
Lisa Traeger. And Mateo Lane. Mateo is going to be defending a song on that show at the end of the show. It's going to be a normal standard show except for the end. We're going to have a kind of a mini episode of Stand By Your Band for the last set, which will be Mateo Lane, who is very talented.
We'll also have Sam Morril, Josh Gondelman,
holy
Janelle
shit.
James.
Great lineup.
Shit.
Is that everyone?
There's one more. We're forgetting someone.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
There's 6.
Yeah.
You've got to be forgetting
who
someone.
The fuck
you're
else
be
is on there?
Fucking
Langston Kerman.
Langston Kerman.
Hope forgetting him doesn't make him insecure. Catch him on season 1 of Insecure.
He's on several television
his
programs.
Butt.
His butt is on Insecure.
Your ass is on Insecure.
Shit, his Insta is nuts.
I didn't say that.
He gets a lot of likes.
His
it's
Insta
not Mateo
is
crazy.
Nuts.
Mateo has the craziest.
His Insta is nuts.
Yeah, so check that show out. That's August 2nd. Promo code Mommy?
Yep. No question mark.
No question mark.
That's $10 tickets to see a show in beautiful Times Square, New York. Caroline's Comedy Club. That's at 7:30 p.m. It's next Wednesday. So if you're listening to it the day it comes out, it's the following Wednesday, August 2nd. If you're listening to it this Wednesday, I am in Denver, Colorado this weekend at the beautiful Comedy Works South with a fan of the podcast.
Which is her main credit.
Nikki Glazer. She listened to like half of one episode. I'll be at Comedy Works South with her. I'll also be bouncing around town. So come bring me that spicy weed or whatever.
Ow!
I will also be... Those are the only two I want to plug. There's some more dates with Nikki coming up. But, you know, you can see him on my Insta or my Twitter. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks, as always, to Jared Thompson for providing the voicemail. Thanks to Bob Nugent for our album art and Mike Carrazza for our theme song.
Oh, really quick, July 26th, I will be canceling Microsoft Office. I just wanted to mention that. This is the last time I can mention it.
Shit, yeah, you got to mention that.
Because that is...
coming up.
It's coming
That's
up.
Tomorrow. Wow, folks.
Wow. It'll have already been canceled by the
maybe
time.
As
oh,
you're
no,
listening.
As you're listening.
I'll be canceling it. So just picture that.
Wow. What a listener experience for you.
I will be canceling you.
Thanks for listening. Stand by your band. Rate and review the podcast. Suck Tommy's dick. Oh, yeah. We'll suck your dicks if you rate and review the podcast. So if you want your D polished by the... by the lips of an angel, Tommy McNamara.
Beautiful.
Rate and review that podcast. Thank you. Bye. Stand by your band.